It's so hard to describe Quincy because, you know, we're so close. He was just an energetic young kid, and he really loved music, and he wanted to learn how to write music. And, of course, I knew how to write, and that's really what drew us together, you know, because I could kind of help him out and show him little things about how to compose. I would work at night from 1 o'clock until 5 o'clock in the morning. So that meant that I would go and get home around 6 o'clock, and Quincy would wake me up at 9 o'clock and say, "Hey, man, come on, show me how to write Eminon." I said, "Man, do you know what time it is? I don't care. Well, come on the show." I mean, I loved him so much until I would get out of my bed, you know, and sleep just didn't matter anymore because it was him. You could tell that he wanted to learn. He wanted to know. And since I was able to show him some things, that made me happy. I mean, that's what stirred my heart, you know, that, hey, I can help this kid. I love Quincy very much. If I got a dime, he got a nickel. I mean, that's just the way it is.